you wanted the best, you got the best. The hottest acoustic tribute in the world, a live unplugged, the music of KISS.
Welcome to the show. One, two, one, two, three, four. Saturday evening, Saturday night, wherever you may be in the world, welcome to Live Unplugged, the music of KISS. I am your host, Cameron Duty, back for another installment of our monthly series here, and it is the month of February. It's good to see each and every one of you. David, good to see you, brother. How are you doing? Hey, Valentina, ciao to you as well over there in Italy. Thank you, as always, for spending a part of your Saturday night with us. Hannah Rogg, how you doing, pal? Good to see you right here and right on time. All right, we've got, let's see, Richard Hidalgo. Hey, Richard. Michael Lamond. Hey, brother, good to see you. Jeff Beechick, good to see you as well, my friend. So listen, we're going to have some fun today. Hopefully we sound good. Hopefully everything looks good. We're just going to celebrate KISS. It is the month of February, and you know what that means. That means love is in the air for some people. For some, it's headache. Some people, it's heartache. Some people, it's just love and bliss and whatever. But as you can see by one of the cool graphics that Morgan did come up with right there, there's a couple of songs that, of course, make up the love category. Love Gun being one of them, right? Sort of. So we started off with that one today. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do songs that are about love, heartache, and heartbreak. We're going to do all of those today, but we're going to celebrate, we're going to have some fun, and we're not going to do a lot of ballads today. We will do a few because everybody likes a good ballad every now and then. But the one that we are going to focus on, of course, one of those little feel-good love songs is going to come from Mr. Peter Criss. Now, he was the balladeer. He loved those emotional type songs. This is a little more upbeat one, but we thought it would be great for the show tonight. So have fun. Share this with your friends. Comment. The more you guys comment, the more we enjoy it because we absolutely love it. It's so much fun to read the comments back and just see everybody having a good time and enjoying it. The more you guys talk, the longer we play, the more we go on. So this one is called You Matter to Me. I know you guys know it. We've played it before. Hopefully you will enjoy it once more. 1, 2, 3, 4. Song by the great Peter Criss. Man, just one of those songs, one of those moments there. It's just a feel-good song, and it seems to translate really well acoustically. How we doing, Britton? Good to see you, my brother. He is still hanging out. with his buddies at the restaurant. Well, thanks for coming and dropping in to be a part of this, man. I really appreciate that. As always, thank you for your support. Hello, Mr. Gonzalez. Good to see you, my friend. First time I believe I've seen you on the stream. Thank you for checking out Alive Unplugged, the music of Kiss. So cool. David Hidalgo says everything sounds great. Michael Mon says, I can't stop the rain. Yeah. Hey, listen, it's been raining all day here. I wish I could. I like that sunshine, but it'll come back around eventually, right? Yeah, Hannah said that she had a big day for her. Her new blog got a lot of views. It sure did. And that's always good when you put your heart into something and people really seem to enjoy it. And that's exactly what's happened for Hannah Rogg. Go check out her blog. We Will Blog You. It's fantastic. It's great. She had John from the Kiss Alive tribute on this past episode. It's a great little article to read. So go check that out. We Will Blog You. Thank you always for your support, Hannah. Always appreciate it. So now what we're going to do, just like last month, if you guys remember, we did a giveaway. It's really interesting. I'll get a little bit personal with you. We won't last very long on that. But I actually had a death in my family this past week. My grandmother passed away. So we've been going through a whole lot. And there's some other personal things that's been going on in my life as well. So I want to dedicate this show to my grandmother. But also, one of the things that we've been doing, we've been planning to do, is we've been doing some giveaways. Last month, we did a couple giveaways, selected a couple people for some great photos, some glossy 8x10s that we're going to be sending out eventually. Now, that fell by the wayside for a few weeks as some, you know, this is a part-time thing, right? Work and life just kind of seems to happen. But we're going to do that again today. We're going to do another giveaway. So we've got a couple people from the last show that we're going to be giving away some stuff. We're going to do one more giveaway today on those 8x10s. We're going to get those up and going and back in production. Mm-hmm. The first deal that we had with one of the companies didn't work out. So we may just have to foot the bill on this one, and that's okay. But the more that you guys communicate, the more that you guys... thank you, Hannah. Thank you, David. I appreciate that very much. Hey, Chris, good to see you, my buddy. Fantastic job doing all those Kiss makeup tutorials, as always. So what we're going to do, crowd participation, as always, the more you comment, the more you guys get involved in the show, we will randomly select one person. Each person who comments on here will be entered in. And we will select somebody to receive one of those Alive Unplugged glossy 8x10s. So that's what we're going to do. So keep things going. Keep chatting. Keep talking. I'm loving it. And I tell you what, man, we're going to have fun. We're going to continue here with this cool set list. Here's a song from Gene. Now, we know Gene doesn't really get into the love field a whole lot. Maybe more lust than love. But this is a really cool one. It's a very neat song by Gene Simmons. This one is called See You Tonight off of the MTV Unplugged album as well as the 78 solo album. This is the acoustic arrangement of that. We hope you enjoy it. One, two, one, two. I know it's real. I don't have any doubts about that now. Tonight, but if I can't, I'll cry and cry. You won't see me without it. I'll see. just a nice little Beatles number there, right? I mean, has a very reminiscent feel to the Beatles, at least I think so anyway. And just a really great little track off of Gene Simmons' 78 solo album. Y'all having fun? Time for a little bit of crowd participation. If you are, let me see those love buttons popping up on the screen right there. David Hidalgo said, that is such a great album. Agreed, my friend. Agreed. Agreed. It's so good. It is. It's different, obviously, for what we're used to Gene doing, and I think it maybe was a little polarizing, a little bit of offsetting there for some people, but still, man, that's some good stuff, and he knows how to write a song. All right, so seeing a couple of those love buttons float out there. Keep them going. Let me know. Like I said, crowd participation. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. All right, so who wants to hear an Ace Frehley song out there? I'm sure there's some of you out there who would love to. Spaceman is always cool. He always had a great little... we talk about those love songs, it being the month of February. He always had some cool tracks. Either it was, he may be saying something like, hey, save your love, I'm on my way out the door. Or it could be something like, speeding back to my baby. This one, for instance, though, comes off the Unmask album, 1980. I believe this is one of Hannah Rogg's very favorite ones. And I love it as well. Sometimes you just want to go up to a certain girl. Now, I don't have to worry about this. I'm married. But back in my younger days when I was single, sometimes you just want to go up to a girl and you just want to say, hey, I just want to talk to you. Now, that tells you where this song's coming from. 1, 2, 3, 4. You turn my head, you make me dizzy. I get a good vibration. When I look into your big blue eyes, I start to quiver and shake. I get a strange sensation. When you walk by me, you strut around. You make me crazy. I get no relaxation. Talk to me, talk to me. All I want is a little conversation. Talk to me. Talk to me. All I want is a little conversation. Talk to me. People tell me that you run around and that you're no good. You got a bad reputation. I don't care what other people say. You know they talk too much. off of the Unmasked album 1980. Right there, man. That is some cool stuff. I love Talk to Me, man. That's such a cool song. It's such a cool video right there. Thank you, Morgan, as always, for the great graphics and everything. Yeah, Hannah Rognew, Talk to Me. That's right. Richard Hidalgo saying Ace Frehley. That's right. Spaceman in the house. How cool is that? Nito, hey, good to see you from Brazil, man. Thanks for stopping by. If you haven't before, hit that follow button or that like button on the Live Unplugged page. We'll love to have you along for each and everything that we do. Yeah, Hannah talking about Mark right there from Mr. Speed. That's exactly right. Now, they are super cool. Great tribute. Mark Herman said a fantastic Ace Frehley. Yeah, David said he loves Talk to Me and Shock Me. Oh, yeah, man. Me too. Me too. Love those, both of those songs. Got to see Ace Frehley, as a matter of fact, at the beginning of February at a little local theater that he was at, and it was just phenomenal. He still got it. Great energy. You know, he's just he's the ace. What can you say? He's got that style and that swagger about him. One of the coolest things was, and I got to thank John, his manager, Astronomy, I believe I'm saying his name right, that last name. If I'm not, please forgive me, John, if you've come across his live stream. But he was so kind to us. He recognized us from being friends on Facebook, and I'm assuming from this Alive Unplugged project. But he was so cool that he actually hooked Morgan and myself up with some Kiss farewell tour picks that he actually had in his pocket from Sydney 2001, some of Ace's guitar picks. It was unbelievable. A great little souvenir to take home with us. And not playing it, though. I'm not playing those. Those are in safekeeping. But that was a really neat thing, and I really appreciate that. So thank you, John, for your kindness. And what was just a great night getting to get back out and see Ace Frehley, and he did such a good job, a great set list. That band is phenomenal. If Ace Frehley comes to your area, you need to go check him out, because the band is phenomenal, and Ace is just Ace. What can you say? He's Ace Frehley. And that's enough, right? All right, time to slow it down a little bit. Who here loves the 80s? We all love the 80s. We love 80s Kiss. Some of us do, some more than others, but there's always good songs to be had in that batch of music right there, and this is one of them. It goes like this. This is February, after all. We would get hurt if we didn't do this one tonight. I gotta tell you what I'm feeling inside. I can lie to myself, but it's true. There's no denying when I look in your eyes. Girl, I'm out of my head over you. get your lighters out. Your cell phones, your, you know, just don't burn anything. Leave that to the professionals. I love that song, man. That's such a good little track. How we doing, Frankie Lockhart? Brother, good to see you. Yeah, man, we started doing these at 5 o'clock, trying to make it a little bit more convenient for folks. Sometimes I think a lot of people, as the night goes on, they have events, activities, things like that. So we started trying to be a little bit more accommodating there to everybody's schedule at 5 o'clock in the middle of the day. It's good to see you, brother. Thank you for coming on and being a part of this stream. We're about halfway through the hour here, and we've got some more good ones to do. Let's go back now to early 70s Kiss. And I mean early. It don't get much earlier than this. This one's off an album called Dressed to Kill. This is Valentine's Day month, after all. So Paul Stanley says, come on and love me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dressed to Kill, 1975. Come on and love me. That is not the last time that we will visit that Dressed to Kill album. No way. But we'll keep things rolling, because this next one right here is one of my favorite cool little funky grooves to play for Mr. Gene Simmons. We'll slide right on into the next one from his 78 solo album. Like I said, we're doing everything today. We're doing 70s, 80s, and 90s. I think the only era that we've not touched on today will be the 2000s. But this one, again, 78 solo album. This one's called Burning Up with Fever. 1, 2, 3, 4. Treater, you know that is no one else. You can have me just one time, baby, and
shine. Here's one thing you should know. I won't stand in line for your love. Cause I'm burning up with fever. You're the fever inside. I'm burning up with fever. It's something I can't hide. Sometimes you do, man, sometimes you don't. I know I want you all the time. Why? Cause I'm burning up with fever, and you're the fever inside. I'm burning up with fever. It's something I can't. I'm burning up with fever, and you're the fever inside. I'm burning up with fever. It's something I can't hide.
Man, such a good song. We've had such a fun time already today, just hanging out here. Hey, Richard Cook, good to see you, buddy. Hate to hear that you had some technical difficulties, my friend. I hate that, brother. I hope that you're doing well now. Glad to see you on. Of course, you can always go back and catch the replay a little bit later. I will also say this. The podcast series, Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast series, will also be available to download very, very soon. The audio of this show, remixed, remastered, even sounding better than what the live stream does today. So if you like what you're hearing today, go to Apple Music, go to Spotify, go to Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts at. We're hosted by Podomatic, and what we will do is we will put the audio of that show available to download so you can take wherever you go. You can take a live unplug the Music of Kiss with you. And help us if you don't care. Give us a download or play. That helps post the rankings. The last episode we got into the top 10 on Podomatic's About Music charts. So thank you very much for that. Yeah, man, let's give Morgan some credit there. Of course, she does such a good job. I've been going through these songs. They're so fast-paced, keeping them going. And yeah, like Richard said, and everybody said, she is rocking. She always is. She does a good job, fantastic job with the graphics and the segments and the things like that. I mean, really makes this a cool, unique, one-of-a-kind experience. So again, we're having such fun. Let me check. Hannah said she likes the streams of five. Very cool. I appreciate that. Britton said the graphics look great. David said the album were rock and roll all night, and it ended for their last show. Yeah, that's right, man. You're talking about Dressed to Kill. Yeah. So, you know, of course, it originally had rock and roll all night, and then the live version on Alive is what took off, but it was originated on Dressed to Kill. And that right there is a fantastic segue into our next song. We played this one last month. A lot of people seemed to like it. And so we're going to do it again. Matter of fact, we're going to do the next two songs back to back without interruption. This first one, off Dressed to Kill. This one's called Room Service. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, y'all sing with us.
I'm feeling alone, no place to go, and I'm thinking that I'm gonna scream. Cause a hotel all alone is not a rock and roll star's dream. But just when I'm about to shut the light and go to bed, the lady calls and asks if I'm too tired or if I'm just too dead. Oh, room service, baby, I can use a meal. Room service, what you feel. Room service, I take the pleasure with the pain. I can't say no. catch my flight. She says, oh please, she's what I need. And one more time before I leave, I get some room service, baby. I can use a meal. Room service, what you feel? Room service, I take the pleasure with the pain. I can't say no.
Side 2 of Love Gun, for those of you with the cassette or vinyl versions there. You flip that thing over and that takes you to the end of the album. Track number 10, a little bit of Then She Kissed Me. Alrighty, so here we go. Check, make sure we got everybody still hanging in there. That song's about you and Morgan. Kind of the way it all worked there. We didn't ask if we wanted to dance, but we... She asked me out, as a matter of fact. She was the one who asked me out, which I guess the way that you can put it is we didn't realize we were going on a date. We just thought we were going to hang out and everything, you know. The rest, they say, was history or kistry, right? Thank you all so much for the kind words. I sure appreciate it. You guys are just awesome. Just awesome. Now, don't forget, before Rock and Roll Over, or listen to me, before Rock and Roll All Night, before we do that song tonight, we're going to reveal our winner of the Glossy 8x10. So you guys stick in there for that, okay? Just hang in there. Let's keep this thing rolling. This is February. Time for one more ballad. Every time I look at you, all right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Trying to say I'm sorry, I didn't mean to break your heart. Found you waiting up on the light of day. There's a lot I want to tell you, but I don't know where to start. I don't know what I'd do if you walked away. Got lost along the way. Every time I look at you, no matter what I'm going through, it's easy to see. Every time I hold you, the things I never told you seem to come easy. You're everything to me. I never really wanted to let you get inside my heart. I wanted to believe this would soon be ending. If it all just came apart, but now I realize I was just pretending. Oh, baby, I know I hurt you, but you can still believe in me. Every time I look at you, cause you're everything to me. It's gonna take a little time to show you just what you mean to me. Oh yeah. It seems the more I get to know you, the more I need to make you see. You're everything to me, yeah. Baby, baby, I know I hurt you, but you can still believe in me. Every time I look at you, no matter what I'm going through, it's easy to see. Every time I hold you, the things I never told you seem to come easily. Cause you're everything to me. You're everything to me. right now that you got a tear in your eye and you're dedicating that to someone you love, get up on your feet. Let's sing to this one, all right? Let's go. You know this one. Get them bell bottoms out. Tell you, that is an extremely fun song to play. It never gets old, and I'm telling you, I hope you've had as much fun tonight as I have had. Thank you guys, as always, once again, for being here, supporting this awesome program, this, you know, that we love to do. We love hanging out with each and every one of you guys. You are welcome. Britton C said thanks for making a disco song acoustic. You are welcome, man. I love doing that song. One of my favorites to do. It's the first song I ever heard, as a matter of fact. Richard Cook said, the MTV Unplugged show was amazing, filled with amazing songs and great vibes. That's exactly right. Now, I will say this. That's one of the things that inspired me to do this Unplugged gig. I thought, you know, I'm not a I'm not a fantastic electric guitar player. I'm not even going to say I'm a good acoustic guitar player. Again, disclaimer, I'm not Pa Stanley. I don't sound like him, and I don't play like Ace Frehley. I usually say it every month, so there we go. Frankie Lockhart said he had a great time. Hannah said she loves supporting everything, and so do I. Thank you so much. I'll always continue to support yours as well. Greg Mitchell said Dynasty. Yeah, that's right, as they say down under in Australia. All right, so we're going to do our drawing here for the person who's going to get that glossy 8x10. Remember, if you participate in the stream, you get list or registered into this little drawing of the Live Unplugged glossy 8x10. I am proud to say the winner of this glossy 8x10 that will be going out in the next few weeks is David Hidalgo. So congratulations, David. You are going to be getting a glossy autographed 8x10 of Live Unplugged, the music of Kiss, for you to put with your Kiss collection. Just a little thank you for watching. And thank you to each and every one of you who watched, who participated. So there you go, David. That's going to be coming your way. I'll get with you and your dad in the next little bit, and we'll get your address and get that sent out there to you just as soon as we can. Okay, so hopefully you will enjoy that. Just a small thing that we can do to say thank you to each and every one of you who watch and make this possible. We've got more things to come. It's just February. March is around the corner. We'll be coming up with some new stuff as well. But now that brings us to the very last order of business for the night. Hannah Rog knows what that means. It's time to pop some balloons. Hopefully not. We did do that a couple of times though and really kind of spooked the neighbors. This is the Rock and Roll National Anthem, ladies and gentlemen, and we hope you will enjoy it. It is time to rock and roll all night and party every day. Thanks for watching Live Unplugged, the music of Kiss. Good night. We'll see you in March.